بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عمير بن قتادة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، أي الصلاة أفضل؟ زر عمير بن قتادة رضي الله عنه says that a man came and he asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: which salah is the best? نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said: that salah which has طول القنوت. طول القنوت, lengthy rakats, calmness of the mind, calmness of the body, person's attention, focus is in that salah, that is the best salah. Qala, fa'ayyu sadaqati afdal, in which charity is the best? Qala, juhdul muqil, the striving of the one that has little. Despite a person having little, and he also tries to give some charity and some sadaqah. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadi sufla, the hand that is giving is better than the hand that is taking. So accordingly, proportionately to what a person has, then he gives what he can afford. If he can afford 1 rand, 10 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand, million rand, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given him, and from there, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, then he will spend from what he has. Even a student, he has some sweets, he shares one sweet with his friend. Allah Pak likes that. He has some food, and there's a underprivileged child in the madrasa, for example, in the school, and he shares what he has. And he sees around him there are some people that are underprivileged, so he shares something with them, some food. So Allah Ta'ala likes that. Juhdul muqil. Person doesn't have too much for himself, but he's still striving to spend something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala, ayyul mu'minina akmalu imanan. And this is now linked to the chapter of akhlaq. Which of the believers have the most perfect iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those that have the best of character. If we examine this chapter, we see so many superlatives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ahsanun nasi islaman, ahsanuhum khuluqa. The people that have the best Islam are those that have the best character. Now we read, akmalu imanan. The people that have the most perfect iman are those that have the best character. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that which will be weightiest on the day of Qiyamah, on the scales of good deeds of a believer, will be that good, the good character. And أَكْثَرُ مَا يُدَخِلُ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ, what will enter people into Jannah the most? تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ, Allah Ta'ala's fear and good character. Then in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved people to Allah Ta'ala, أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا, those that have the best character. خِيَارُكُمْ, the best of you are those that have the best character. So we see how much of emphasis has been laid on this good character. Therefore, we should all strive for good character. One thing we can do is read at least one dua regularly for good character, and this dua comes in the next hadith. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi. O Allah, just as you have beautified my outer looks, my outer form, you have beautified it. Fa ahsin khuluqi. Beautify me in terms of my character. And the beauty of character goes much further than just outward beauty. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi. فَأَحْسِنْ خُلُقِي. So we start with the dua, and also another starting point is salam. Salam. Let's see how we can make salam widespread and greet every person and try to be the first to greet. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.